Well, more grace. Everybody, I don't know about y'all, but I've been looking forward to praying this evening. You know why I'd be looking forward to it? Because I know the power of prayer. And I know what happens when you intercede and when you call on the name of the Lord. Last time I read my Bible, it said that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And guess what? The Bible is right. The Bible don't tell no lies. He's a man of his word. And because I understand the power of prayer, and the old folks, old saints used to say, for all of you that know the, I don't know if they were saying the work of prayer or the worth of prayer. That's what they would say at the end of every testimony service. For all of you that know the worth, I don't know if they said worth or work of prayer. Pray my strength in the Lord. Well, I don't know if they were just saying it to say it, but I want you to know that there is power in prayer. And prayer is the hand that moves the world. There's nothing like prayer. I've always encouraged you, if you've been around me for any length of time, to get a book by Apostle John Hyde. He was the apostle of prayer. John Hyde, that's H-Y-D-E, a powerful man of prayer. Didn't even live a long time. His body was so stressed through intercession that when they checked his heart, the heart is located on the left, but he had been in so much travail and intercession that his heart moved from the left to the right cavity. That's how much intercession was. Intercession is not an easy task. Remember, Jesus did it in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible lets us know that he said, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What did he want to pass from him? Being the substitute. That's what you are as an intercessor. You're the go-between. You're the substitute. Amen. You stand as substitute. You stand in proxy on behalf of your family. You stand in proxy on behalf of your daughter, your son. You stand in proxy on behalf of your business. And you're standing before the court of heaven, all right, pleading your case. And I'm telling you that that's not an easy task to do. Because you become the target. Whoever's the intercessor becomes the target. And that's why you have to understand that if you are the prayer warrior in your family, the one that's interceding and believing God and calling on the name of Jesus for your family, you should not be shocked that you're being attacked. That's his job. Be sober. Be vigilant. There is an adversary. He's not your mother, not your sister. Mm-mm. This is the devil. And he is always looking for an opportunity to devour you. Amen. That's his job. He's coming to do everything he can. But remember, the devil is defeated. All he has is a roar. And the Bible didn't say he is a lion, but he goes about as a roaring lion. And he does that for a reason. Because the lion is not the most powerful animal in the jungle. But he paralyzes his prey by his roar. And that's all the enemy is doing. He's roaring against your family, roaring against your finances, roaring against your children, roaring against your future and your destiny. But the devil is defeated. God is exalted. And you need to know that you will never, ever be defeated because God is the greatest power. And so I'm always excited to get on here and pray and intercede and touch heaven because I know something happens when I pray. I know that I am the intercessor. God said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap. Well, I told God he don't have to look anymore. Here am I. I hear Isaiah chapter 6. He said, here am I. Send me, Lord, I'll go. That's right. God doesn't have to look for anybody because I'm here. And I'm ready to intercede. I'm ready to pray for my family. I'm ready to pray for my children. I'm ready to pray. Amen. I'm ready to see the plan and the purpose of God fulfilled in my life. And the only way it's going to be fulfilled is by intercession. Jesus lived the life of prayer. A man by the name of Apostle Marvin Boyd said years ago, if I can do it all over again, he's deceased now. He said, if I could do it all over again, I would do more praying and less preaching. prayer, communion with God, prayer, talking to God, prayer, fellowshipping with him, prayer, calling on the name of Jesus. That's what prayer is about, communing with the God of the universe who runs everything. Didn't he say the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein? Well, guess what? If God said it, that's what it is. So I'm excited to pray. It's 6 o'clock, my God, and we are in intercession. We are calling on the name of the Lord. We're getting ready to believe God for the miraculous. We're getting ready to trust him. We're getting ready to call everyone you need to call. Go ahead and get them on the line. If the line is not jammed, try to get them on the line and tell them. We're getting ready to pray some prayers that's going to agitate the devil. We're going to pray some prayers that's going to upset every witch, every warlock. Amen. We're going to upset the enemy who desires to see your demise. You will not go under this month, and you will not go under ever in life, because you are sending up prayers before you. And some people are saying, well, I don't really have no warfare going on with me right now. That's fine. But keep living. I want you to know that some of you, the devil isn't fighting you because you're in the same direction as him. But if you are doing anything, and if you are a threat to the powers of darkness, the devil knows how powerful you are in prayer. And that's why you get busy around 6 p.m. That's why it's having a hard time getting up at 6 a.m. That's why he doesn't want you to pray, because a man who prays can't be stopped. A woman who intercedes can't be stopped. And the job of the enemy is to keep you out of the face of God. And he uses people to keep you out of the face of God. You be in other folk face, and this person's face, and that person's face. And they're all distractions sent straight from hell to keep you out of the face of God. But I will lift up my, hey, hallelujah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Guess what? My help come before the Lord, who have made the heavens and the earth. Are you listening to me? We're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to intercede. We're getting ready to call on the name of the Lord. The Bible declares that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and we are safe. Right where you are, lift your voice and let's begin to pray in the spirit, because we don't know what to pray. I want to stress that. You don't know what to pray, but the Spirit itself does make intercession. So lift your voice. Kolo, Bogli, Ikalaba, Shanderebe Komanda, Hilalamanda Lekusa, Vantelevere Kleistalamanda Lokutudianda, Inonomoko Shakarabianta Lamaya, Yande, Ambie Sekelemondo Lokutaya, Ikaba Shatalamanda, E basilo mokole mende lekita mitalamanda e bashakande ye kabande lebe kolabanda lobobo soto lebeche. Lift your voice and pray. E la baka leba rabande lebeso ulala la bande lebe kitala liche lebe lebrondo loko somo munale meanfele de cresta ula mashanaya menono mokusi. Mikande abababababa shatalama e malamandolo kosa e mikele mandolo kosaya mele vande mikalaba manchelele me mikalala mandolo kosaya ira bashe eraboko shande bekia inonomo kosaya inonomo kosatalamande ilalamande leke kalala basha. Hey, lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Kuta, Menke, Minkadula, Le Mandolo Soya, Mukuli Viende Leve, Labasika La Mandele Kekabo, Ramandele Bekitaya, Mitanune Mie, Menone Mekifanteleve Klesta, Ula Mukushele, Mukushele Me, Mankala Mandele Kitaya, Yata, Yata Basa, Sakabokushe, Eba baba ba shata andele elamando lokotuna menfele de cresta. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Zikabo shikebe. E baba baba shata. Ye mando loko saya. Yende bebebe kita. Ah, manda la kutu le manda. Mendelebe. Menkalamanda. Uzokodish. Zokodish. Zekadebe. Bekerian kalamaya. Ma mandolo. Ubibibibian sekelema. Lantala badi ilili andolo kushna. Hey, mashalama. Mendelebe kele la mandala la mala masaya. Vandala kosa. Mei. Mikesha. Le kole mande le kitaye. Inonono mosa. Inunimien fele de Christ ala la mondo lo kotaye. Ah, shata ba. Yende, yenke me, manka limi, minka nono mosa, minka nono mokusa. Hey, balasha, intala mando le kosa, vikili viklisili ando le koma. Brendele me kle tala la mokuza. Le bankala difente le meia, lanzala dashni, enzele de kakaboko busa, li mandili ki, ile le manda le koboho, afili anone, ikabababan, shatalama, yei, malaba, yei, mikaboho shande, mendele le banda le bobibia sia, yei, malaba, shatalamanya, yembe bekosa, Ika bokubun shali, ramandili biifele, mandala kasa, zokodosh, mengele ma, mandele bababa, sikolo boko taya, oh God, I feel the anointing, hilala baba shaya, yembebe kosolobo kutaya, yendele bekia, ilala mandolo kosaya, hey! Malala bashata, yenkele mandolo kobosi, minkele mandala kataya, yata, yanta nini, ninka nono moku la lamaya, lebende lebe klefalado, roboso tu le mi ankele de, yenta la labaka saya, hey, shata mandale kosa, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Isaiah 54 and 17 declares, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us. Amen. No weapon. Guess what that is? An attack. We are canceling every attack. We are getting rid of every attack. Now, I want you to pay attention and notice that in the daytime, I am praying for my day at 6 a.m. in the morning, things that I'm calling to me. Things that I want to happen. I'm speaking to that in the day. Things that I want to go away from me. I'm doing that in the evening time. Why am I doing that? Because all of that matters when you get into intercession and to pray. There are watches in the night and there are watches in the day. There's all kind of things. One thing that you even want to add to your prayer time, amen, is praying at midnight. Midnight is the entrance of a new day. All right. So you pray then, you intercede then, you call on the Lord then. All of those things are extremely important. And these are called rules of engagement. This is spiritual warfare. Amen. And again, you are blessing the Lord in the morning. You're thanking him. You're decreeing that you're going to have a good day. But I want you to know that you do have an enemy out there who is defeated, who likes to roar. And there are individuals who he uses. Just like God got preachers, the devil got preachers. Just like God got a church, the devil got a church. Just like God got prophets, the devil got warlocks. Amen. God got prophetess, the devil got witches. You understand? Whatever you need can be done in prayer and in intercession. And we're going to pray today against all attacks. We're canceling every attack. We're blocking every attack. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every attack assigned to my life, assigned to my month, assigned to my children. Today, as I lift my voice and pray, I cancel every attack. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Hey, Father, you're not a man that you should lie. You said in your word that every tongue, oh, there it is. There go the warfare. I can feel it. Ilala baba shande. You said every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I can condemn it. You said that I can condemn it. I condemn every negative word. I condemn every negative attack. Oh, bashaka. Hey, bakoshimende. Ele bolobosia. I condemn every negative attack. Alabashate. Lift your voice and pray. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm getting some warfare and I feel it in the spirit. Mi kabo kabo shebe. Libandi libiki kalalabasha. Yanto roboko de rebede de bandi li diosia. Ilemando. Ilemando. Come on, pray. Mene, mene anko robosa. I cancel every attack. I cancel every weapon of the enemy. I destroy, I dismantle every attack sent against my life, sent against my destiny, sent against my future, sent against my family, sent against my reputation. Every evil attack, every demonic attack, every domestic attack, every attack from the outside, any attack within and without on the account of the blood, I terminate it. I terminate it. I terminate it. I terminate every attack. I terminate all family wickedness. Any wickedness that's been assigned to my life from the bloodline through my family, I cancel every attack, every background demon, every wickedness, I terminate it. I terminate every external attack within and without. Domestic and even international. Every demonic scheduled attack, I cancel it now. Every time sensitive attack, every attack that's been assigned to my November, every attack that's been assigned to my life, every attack that's been assigned to my ministry, my destiny, my family, my name, may that attack be canceled. Hey, I feel the anointing. I cancel every attack. I interrupt every demonic force. I interrupt every demonic force. I interrupt all demonic forces, all demonic activity, all demonic program, all demonic software. I command Ele Aladusha. I send a Holy Ghost bug to all attacks that have been softwared, that have been downloaded against my life. I send a Holy Ghost bug. I bug out your system. I bug out your software. I cancel what you are doing. I turn back every demonic army, all demonic concentration, every demonic garrison, every concentration against my mind, against my family, against the mind of my daughter, the mind of my son, the mind of my family, every attack that the enemy wants to send through family emergency, I cancel it. Any force of darkness released to orchestrate an attack, may that force be destroyed. May it be dismantled. May it be uprooted. Every attack of pain, every attack of death, every attack of torment, every attack of torture, I overturn every attack. I block every attack. I destroy every attack. I turn back and command every attack to come to a halt. Hey, Shata. Hey, Mikoshe. Hey, mi cantalama, le mandili biki dolobosa. Hey, shanta. Whatever you are doing to cease my destiny, I cancel it. Any attacks against my family, any attack against anyone connected to KCC, Charlotte, Houston, Jacksonville, and abroad, any pastor under my covering, any deacon, any man, woman, boy, girl, child under our covering, we cancel every attack, any attack against the growth of KCC, against the membership of KCC, against my health, against my finances. I cancel every attack. I destroy every attack. I interrupt every attack. Hey, Your attack is canceled. Your attack is canceled against my November. Your attack is canceled against my family, against my destiny. Your attack is destroyed. It will not stand, neither will it come to pass. By divine authority, I cancel every attack against my relationships, against my friendships, against godly covenants and godly relationships. I cancel every attack that desires to destroy those who are assigned to my life, who are assigned to bless me, and I'm assigned to bless. I cancel every attack against my money, against my investments. Hey, 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 against stocks, against dividends, against bonuses, every attack against my promotion, every attack against my body, every attack against my future. I cancel every attack. I cancel every attack. I cancel every attack in the name of Jesus. Hoba Shande Eba Baba Baba Sha Olobo Shande. Ela mandele kobosi. Ilolo bobo shande. Embe bebe 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 sikala manda. Ukobo sha. Handele be. Ilalala mandolo bokobosa. E bababa shata. Handele be kolobosita. Ilala mandolo kosa. E bababa shata. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 declares, for this cause was the Son of God manifested. Ooh, Shande, Ibako Soloboku Tantalamai. For this cause was the Son of God manifested. That's a good one there. I say that's a good one there. For this cause was the Son of God manifested. Tell me why he was manifested. You should read it in verse 8. That he might destroy. That he might destroy. That he might destroy the works of the devil. He manifested. He came. And why did he come? So that he could destroy the works of the devil. I'm telling you right now, you have to enforce what he has done. Enforce it by the blood. Enforce it on the account of the cross. Enforce it. Do you understand that? Something can be yours, but you have to enforce it. Somebody can try to bamboozle you. They can try to lock you up illegally. So many people have been arrested illegally, didn't even commit the crime, but got arrested. Amen. Because they didn't know how to enforce their rights. But one thing the devil doesn't want you to do is know who you are. I am a child of the King. I speak to demonic powers, and they must come subject to my authority. 1 John 3 and 8, for this cause was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Pain is a work of the devil. Sin is a work of the devil. Destruction is a work of the devil. Confusion is a work of the devil. Sudden death and affliction, they are works of the devil. But raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, whatever you are, whoever you are, any work of the adversary, every work of the enemy, preventing me, preventing my church, preventing my city, preventing this nation, preventing my pastor from experiencing the abundant life of John chapter 10, on the account of the finished work of Calvary, I override it in the name of Jesus. I override it in the name of Jesus. I override it in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Hey, 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 I override every curse. I override all interference. I override all wickedness. And according to Psalm 7, I command the works of the enemy to come to an end. I command the wickedness of the wicked to come to an end. Every work of wickedness, come to an end. All wickedness against my marriage. All wickedness against my church. All wickedness against my sons and daughters. All wickedness against my husband, against my wife, against my church, against my finances, against my legacy, against my destiny, against my reputation, against my name. All wickedness, come to an end. Let it come to an end. Every work of the enemy to kill and steal and to destroy, I command it to come to an end by the power of the blood, by the power of Calvary's cross. I announce, hey, by the shed blood of God, by the shed blood, come to an end now. Come to an end now in my family. Come to an end now in my community. Come to an end now. I command the works of the hands of the enemy to come to an end. And I command the work of my hands to prosper. Come to an end. Every wickedness against my health. Every wickedness against my family. Every wickedness against my destiny. Against my future. Against my November. I command it to come to an end. I command all wickedness that's been sent against the month of November to torment my life, to cause me to receive some pain, bad news. I cancel it. I override it on the account of the finished work of the cross, on the account of the shed blood of Calvary, on the account of the predestinated plan of God. I command the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. All wickedness of every witch, come to an end. All wickedness of every liar, come to an end. Every schemer, come to an end. 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 I command it to come to an end now, 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 in the name of Jesus. Kotaba Ebababasha Elebobo Shikele Mandala Bayaya. Ile la mandolo bokosa, ile le beshekele le bandia, ile la bokosa, handa la baha, and it shall be, and it shall be, and it shall be, and it shall be. There are 240 people right now who are sowing a seed of $24, and we're believing God for a breakthrough in 24 hours. Whatever we have prayed and declared, there will be a halt to whatever's been stomping you, whatever's been opposing you. $ PBCJR, $24. $24. $PBCJR, $24. Sow that seed in faith. There are five of you that's given $124. I'm telling you what I know in the spirit. There are two of you that's giving $240. Five of you are giving $124. Two of you are giving $240, and 240 of you are giving $24. But we're sowing a seed in faith. Some of you are not under my teaching, so you don't understand the power of a seed. But a woman can pray all day and sit in that chair and believe God for a baby. But sooner or later, she's going to have to leave that chair and go find her bed and allow her husband to impregnate her, because her prayers mean nothing until there's a seed in her womb. Are you listening to me? When you sow your seed, halebeke shamanda, you put things in motion, all right? And I'm telling you right now, $PBCJR, $PBCJR, $24. Sow that seed now. Five of you are giving $124. Two of you are giving $240, telling you what the Lord said. I want you to sow your seed in faith and believe God and watch what God's getting ready to do. In the next 24 hours, I'm so excited about this prayer. I'm excited about this intercession. I'm excited about calling on the name of the Lord, because I know the power of prayer and the power of intercession. Yeah, hallelujah. We got prayer in the morning again at 6 a.m. We got prayer in the morning again at 6 a.m. We're calling on the name of the Lord. We're calling on the name of Jesus. No ma she be kibosha. BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. You can go to P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239 if you got to send it there. But sow your seed in faith. Watch what God is about to do in your life, in my life, in our life. November, my God, God. Now, I want you to understand something. According to the Jewish calendar, the new year has already began. A lot of you don't understand that. But according to the Jewish calendar, the new year has already began. So we're praying this prayer, and according to the heavenlies, the new year has started. All right. But we're Gregorian in our calendar, and we have a couple of more months. But you are already sending up prayer at the beginning, because we're decreeing that we should have whatever we say. This is a great year for you. November, December, January, February, March, they're going to be great years, and nothing's going to be able to stop you. I've challenged 300 people, everybody, but at least 300 at KCC to give a seed of $2,023 to sanctify your year, and watch what God is going to do. I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost, that God is about to do something so powerful that it's going to blow your mind. 2023 has to be my year. All right. I've declared it, and I have whatever I say. No evil befalls me. No plague comes nigh my dwelling, because I have what I say. Every attack has been canceled. All wickedness of the wicked has come to an end. I'm sowing my seed now. That's $PBCJR. Five of you are given 124. Two of you are given 240. 240 of you are giving a seed of $24. Don't hesitate. Sow that seed now in faith and watch what God is about to do in your life. You are blessed today. Yeah, you are anointed today. You will never be stopped. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. I'm preaching tonight in Charleston, South Carolina. Go to the website. If you want to come and be a part, you should come on down to Charleston, South Carolina. It's going to be an awesome meeting. If you know anyone near the area, tell them to come to Charleston and come hear a word from the Lord that will change their life. You are blessed. You are powerful. You are anointed. All right? And I promise, you will never be stopped if you give yourself to prayer and intercession. I'm so excited about what God is doing. If I don't see you tonight, I'll see you in the morning, 6 a.m. And guess what we'll be doing? Calling on the name of the Lord, believing God for the miraculous. You are blessed. More grace.